We are live. Okay. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. I've got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And we are going to talk about a few things as normal. I've got all my articles ready, and sorry we didn't get you this on a normal day. I had some shit going on, I had some blood tests, and basically, we'll talk about it a little later. But for now, we want to start the show with a review of Barbie. So, the Grim Lord saw Barbie. Saw it on a bootleg. Okay, guys? Like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to fucking pay for that shit. It is 100% feminist drivel. I know what you saw from Ben Shapiro, and of course, everybody has pretty much mocked him on the internet, because he did go a little hard in the paint. But let's be honest, there's a lot we can talk about. The Barbie movie is actually good, and we can also talk about the bad. So, getting this whole thing straight, by the way, I saw a very good quality bootleg copy, so it wasn't like some crappy, like, it was like what you call a telecine, like they took the projector and hooked up, so it's very close. The sound wasn't so great, but other than that, I could understand most of what was being said. Alright, so anyway, guys, here's basically the whole gist of the movie. You have Barbie Land, you have the real world. In Barbie Land, the Barbies, they pretty much hold all positions of power. There's a black Barbie as president. That's just, you know, it's the whole feminist diversity kind of thing. Like, it seems like the feminists have wanted to see a black woman in power for years. I have no earthly idea why, but they've just, for some odd reason, they think that a black woman in power is going to solve every fucking problem in the world.
I hate to tell you, no one's owed anything from the past. No one is owed.
And
because nobody had to live it.
Right. Also, they hold all the seats of Congress are Barbies. And of course, you have the Kens. Kens are like accessories for Barbie. The Ken that we talk about, Ryan Gosling's character, his job is not lifeguard. He works at beach. Like, his fucking role is literally beach. He's like, I do a good job at beach. He's like, yeah, because that's literally his job.
Trying to make him act dumb.
Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, that's what they were doing.
Women are smart, but men are dumb. Yeah.
However, there's some more. I mean, there's different Kens. There's also Alan, who's played by Michael Cera, and that character is, you know, all these incels are like, I'm Ken. No, you're fucking Alan. Alan is the guy that nobody gives a shit about, that is always there, and nobody really pays him attention. He's literally like a 10-minute role at most throughout the whole movie, and it's just like, what? Oh, yeah, by the way, Alan was discontinued, and Will Ferrell points that out. Will Ferrell is amazing in this movie, by the way. He plays the head of Mattel, and he does an excellent job. He is extremely funny. I mean, I just couldn't believe how funny he was in this movie. So a lot of people are like, well, yeah, it's a feminism thing, but they let Will Ferrell be Will Ferrell. And he said some pretty patriarchal kind of, like,
if
they
that's
let
what you want to think is a thing.
Yeah, they let him get by with some, I mean, just classic banter. Yeah. Like, they pretty much told him, or maybe he had a stipulation, that when he was doing the show, yeah, he wanted to be able to say what
he wanted to say,
and that's what he did. But basically, the whole story is Barbie, all of a sudden, you know, let's go back a little bit. All right, there's the first part of the day. They show her, you know, getting dressed, taking a shower. I mean, it's kind of funny how they, well, they see her, you know, excuse me. They show her eating food, and of course, she doesn't actually eat. When she goes to take the glass of orange juice, she just puts it in the air like she's drinking it, and that's pretty much how she does it. No, I'm sorry, it's a cup of milk. My bad, it's been a while. But anyway, everything, you know, is okay. She meets the Kens, and of course there's the main Ken, which is supposed to be the stereotypical Ken. That's Gosling's character. But you also have an Asian Ken, a black Ken, you know, all kinds of different Kens. They have a Ken every ethnicity. They even have Barbies that are fat. Like, seriously, there's a lot of plus-size women that are called Barbies. And this actually becomes really notable in the dance number, the first dance number in the movie, where the Barbies are just doing... I mean, to be honest, the choreography in the movie is actually really good. And they have, like, a disco ball thing going, but there's all these fat Barbies, and that's like... It's like Margot Robbie's the only
Barbie.
Yeah, Margot Robbie is like the only hot Barbie sometimes, or more than often. Yeah. But they also have Midge, and Midge is interesting because she was the pregnant Barbie. And you know what's crazy? I actually looked up an article. All these Barbies that are in the film that were considered like...
Were actual ones.
Yeah. Yeah, they literally had Growing Up Skipper, and they showed it later on in the movie where if you lift her arm up, her breasts grow. And I was like, is this a real thing? And I looked it up, and they said, yes, Growing Up Skipper was a real thing. Alan was real. Midge was real. Yeah. All these ideas were tried for Barbie, and none of them actually went anywhere.
Yeah.
They had some real dangerous Barbies, too. They had a Barbie that could connect to a USB and had a camera on her. And the FBI was after that.
I remember them advertising for that.
Yeah.
They had one, I want to say, is it Superman or Ninja Turtle? It was some, maybe even, they had one for boys, probably Mattel did too, but I can't remember what it was. You know, you really ought to look at the history of Barbie.
I did.
They're
I
from
did.
German sex, not like not from completely their brothel girls.
Not
a lot of times.
Completely. That I mean, because it was actually made by a woman. She's actually in the film. Spoiler alert: the creator of Barbie is in the film as a ghost in the film, and she's an old woman.
Are you talking about the company?
Yes, the
Barbie,
creator. The creator of the original Barbie, Ruth, whatever her name is.
Okay.
The old woman who created
it. Comes from something deeper in Germany.
Maybe she got that from that, but
well, that's
what not
they
what
say.
They're.
That's the history behind it.
Because I heard that, but again, I'm not seeing that when I look up the history. Like, I'm not seeing it. Either they want to take that away, like revisionist history, you know, where they're like, yeah,
well,
that was
you'd probably
true,
have
but...
to say, not the first Barbie, you'd say where...
The first ones were made in Japan,
though.
The idea
of making Barbie come from.
The first ones were made in Japan. They were made in Japan from 75 to, I think, no, 50 to 70.
I mean, you're looking at the wrong thing I'm telling
you. Oh, I know that, but I'm saying that I couldn't find that information when I looked for it again, because I kept looking for that, and they... For some odd reason, Google or somebody has tried to erase that.
I would try Bing or something.
I know. Anyway, that's the whole... Okay, so that's the whole thing. Basically, yes, there's this dance party and all this kind of thing. And, of course, then there's a moment where Ken and Barbie are alone. And, of course, it's girls' night. And the girls are all waiting for Barbie to get back to the dance floor. And Ken says, you know, can we... He said, can I just stay the night with you? And she's like, and do what? We don't have anything. It's like, he's like, I just want to spend time with you. And he said, well, we can't spend the night tonight. It's girls' night. And it's girls' night every night, forever and ever. And he's like, oh, shit. You know, so... I mean, basically what happens is they go through the whole situation again... But things start to kind of change. All of a sudden, like, she's dancing with the girls, and she says, does anybody ever think about death? And all the Barbies are like, what? And, like, it's like the record stops.
Yeah.
And she said, she changes it up so that it doesn't seem so bad. But basically, this is where things start going wrong for her. Of course, you know, she gets in the shower and the water's freaking cold and the milk is expired and everything is going bad and she gets the flat feet, which of course Quentin Tarantino bought the ticket for. Oh, yeah, and there's a real funny foot scene because her feet have gone so flat that there's one section where they just literally show her feet going from section to, like, it's literally cut off to just show her feet, like, moving because she can't walk. So they have her, like, yeah. So I'm sure Quentin Tarantino loved that scene.
What, he got a foot fetish or something?
He's got, yeah, one of the biggest foot fetishes in Hollywood. He literally casted a scene in From Dusk Till Dawn with Selma Hayek where she puts her foot in his mouth.
Well, I remember that.
Yeah, he casted himself in that role. And if anybody's ever seen the opening to Death Proof, this man loves feet. He is the biggest foot fetish in Hollywood.
I like vaginas.
Didn't he put a foot scene in Pulp Fiction, if I remember right?
Yeah, there's a foot scene in so many different movies.
Well, I guess.
Although he's not the one rubbing the foot. I think it's John Travolta and Uma Thurman in that scene.
Yeah, and I think there's also foot stuff in...
Or she dances barefoot, he dances in his socks or something.
In Kill Bill, I think, is also.
Well, yeah, she's walking on, you know, when she wakes out of her coma, she's... But that...
Yeah, again, it's always...
I don't think there was any foot sucking.
No, but...
This coma patient ain't walked on real floors in years.
Yeah, but, I mean, he just shows off the feet. He's big into that. But, oh yeah, they've talked about stuff he's done behind the scenes.
Probably.
He's gotten hardcore feet with these girls. Every actress. So anyway,
as upset about that as
anyway. Getting back to the movie, so things aren't working right, and they tell her, "Okay, you gotta go see Weird Barbie." And said, "Who's Weird Barbie? Weird Barbie is the one that was played with and manhandled." Basically, they drew all kinds of shit on her and all that kind of
stuff. She's super woke in real life.
Yeah, because it's...
Saturday Night Live. She was so funny when she started out.
Yeah.
And the more she tried to incorporate woke into Saturday Night, the worse it did.
Yeah.
I mean,
anyway, she's in there. She's still funny, though. That's the funny...
I mean, she's funny, but it's like, I guess...
Now, I like the fact that...
If someone tried to push their views on you, but...
Now, you know, by the way...
Well, she's funny, but she's a bitch.
By the way, she's responsible for the overthrow. I'll tell you that. It's literally her character that's responsible for the whole big feminist thing that happens in the film. But anyway, like I was saying... She goes and sees Weird Barbie, and Weird Barbie says to her, it's like, okay, you gotta find the girl, that played with you. Because only if you find her can you find out what's going on and you can fix the problems. Because it is canon, by the way. This is part of the way the movie works. All the Barbies are being played with. They don't move by themselves. There's people from the real world that are controlling them. So that has me thinking about the Ken situation that happens later. However, let me continue. Okay, so anyway, basically she says, look, you got to find the Barbie to play with you. It's like, okay, you can either... if you don't, you're going to end up getting old and cellulite. And she's like, oh no! And she's like, okay, here's what you can do. If you take this shoe, you can continue on normal. Or you take this shoe, which was like a fucking croc... And you take this shoe, and you can understand the wonders of the universe. And she's like, I don't really know about the universe. I'll take that shoe. She's like, okay, let's try this again. You can either take this shoe, and she's like, it's like, okay, it's like, listen, there is not two choices. I'm only making you think there's two choices. You could, it's like, you either take the damn shoe, or you get cellulite. And she's like, I don't want cellulite!
Yeah,
so she finally takes the fucking shoe. And after she takes the shoe, she finally decides to get everything ready. I'm leaving, I'm going to Barbie Land, or excuse me, I'm going to the real world to fix the problem. So she gets in her vehicle, and all of a sudden, in the back seat, Ken pops out. It's like, Ken, what are you doing here? It's like, please let me ride with you. I promise I'll be good, blah, 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 blah. Remember, Ken is, like, his reason for living is to appease Barbie. Like, He's his only meaning of life is to appeal to her.
Yeah.
So basically, he has to.
Honestly.
But basically, he has to, like, basically, if she says to jump, he has to ask how high. That's literally how they have him set up, and especially in the real world, this happens, where they start, you know, going out into the California, which is where they go. They go up to California, and there's all these damn people, you know, on roller skates and stuff like that, and there's these construction workers, and they catcall her, because of course they do. And she says, okay, I'm starting to notice some really negative things, and before you say anything, I don't have a vagina, and neither does he. And the construction workers say, that's okay. And basically, as soon as that happens, a roller skater goes by and slaps her on the ass, and she knocks the shit out of him. And then they end up in jail. So they go to jail, and of course, she is able to, because of course she does, she's able to get out of jail pretty much free, because she's so beautiful, it doesn't make any sense. A lot of people said, oh, she should have learned a lesson, but no, they wanted her to get out of jail. And then it gets really kind of stupid, because they're like, okay, we need to find clothes so we can fit in, so we're not dressed like literally fucking Barbie and Ken from the 80s. So what they had to do is go and they find some cowboy. So, like, seriously, they're wearing fucking cowboy and cowgirl clothes. And it's like, hey, you gotta pay for those! Run! Then they're back in jail, and of course they let them back out, which is ridiculous. It makes the whole jail situation not even mean anything. It's just like a gag. It's like, oh, we went to jail twice. But, okay, so here's the interesting thing. Barbie goes to do something, and all of a sudden Ken looks and he sees men everywhere in positions of power. And basically he sees these policemen, you know, and they're on horses. They're on horseback.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, there's men and horses. Wow. And it just, yeah.
They don't have equestrian, Ken.
It makes him go crazy. He's like, wow, I got to learn more about this. Men are in control here. So he says, Barbie, I'm going to go to the library and get some books on the patriarchy. She didn't even know what it is. And she's like, oh, okay. And he's like, just be
how
back.
How did he know what it was? How did he know there's a name for it?
Because he was looking at signs and things like there were, he was starting to look it up, and people were telling him about the.
He must be in California or something.
Yeah. But basically, he goes to the library and he finds all these books that are legit. How good the patriarchy is, and men are awesome, all these books like
made like 5 years ago.
Yeah, he finds all these books, and all of a sudden, you know, he's got all these patriarchy books. He's like, oh man, this is what we need. We need to bring this back. I love how men have all the power here, and this is okay. This part gets funny. I like it, though. It's one of my favorite parts of the movie. But basically, he's like, okay, so men run everything here. He goes up into an office building. It almost reminds me of when Kramer went into that office building in Seinfeld and just started working. But basically, he goes up to the guy, I think maybe the receptionist or something, and he says, what do I have to do to get a high position here? And he said, well, you have to go through your master's, and you have to get, you know, 3 to 4 years of college. And he's like, I'm a man. Isn't that enough? And I was like, yes! And I was laughing. And the guy said, well, he said, well, you know, men run everything here. And he said, you guys should be doing just fine. They should hire you just because you're men. He said, well, it's not quite what it used to be.
Well, and then that breaks their argument. I mean, right. Honestly, it does break their arm. It isn't just being a man. It's
working
for that
well,
job.
It gets even funnier because he goes into a hospital and said, okay, I want to perform chest surgery. And the woman says, you can't do that. He's like, I'm a man. It's like, So what? You can't perform Dolphin Heart Surgery.
You know what that was?
What?
It was just a redo. They just changed it to I'm a Man for the white privilege from Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Officer,
yeah.
I don't know if you realize we have white privilege.
Right. So anyway, she eventually finds the woman that's responsible because she goes all the way to Mattel headquarters. Once she goes to Mattel headquarters, I'm sorry. I think I'm missing a few things. Okay, here's what happens. All right, this is a very important part of the movie. All right, so she finds some teen girls. She's walking around, finds some teen girls. And she says, hey, I'm Barbie, and aren't I the best girl in the world? Don't you love me? Everybody loves me. And she says, no, you've set feminism back 50 years. And of course it's a young Latina girl that says it. And it's like, it's because of you that blah, 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 blah happened, you fascist. Literally calls her a fascist. And then Barbie starts crying.
Wow.
And, yeah, and then after that, they get reports that there's a woman coming around, going around looking like Barbie. And they say, oh no, this is like the Skipper incident. They said one time there was a Skipper incident, and Skipper got loose and was trying to teach babies how to surf. And that didn't work very well. That's Will Ferrell humor. It was Will Ferrell. It's like, oh no, we can't have another Skipper incident.
Yeah.
And
a lot of what he says is so absurd, it's funny.
Oh, yeah, that's just his kind of humor.
Did you see where he dressed up as Little Debbie on the Jimmy Fallon show?
No, I didn't see
that. I'm Little Debbie! And, you know, he's huge. It is hilarious. It's on YouTube.
like we were saying, okay. So, basically, Will Ferrell, like I said, we were talking about that whole situation. But anyway, Barbie gets in the car. So we need you to get in the car. So they drive her off into the Mattel building. She goes through all the rigmarole and everything and finally goes up to the top floor to talk to the main... Hold on. I think I'm getting something. Because there's a lot... This is a 2-hour movie.
Yeah,
it really is. So basically, all right, we find out who the girl is that's playing with Barbie, but we don't realize it's her. Basically, there is a girl that's basically the receptionist for Will Ferrell and the men that control Mattel. And she's the one that's doing Barbie designs. And her Barbie designs are literally, nihilistic thoughts of death Barbie or something. No, existential thoughts of death Barbie.
Wow.
And then she has cellulite Barbie and a bunch of other Barbies. And I think, I don't know if it's Ken. No, it's not Ken. It's some person. I can't remember who this person is, but this person goes up there. Maybe it's Ken that does it. I think it... Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, it's Ken that walks up into the Mattel office, and they don't care about Ken. Honestly, they literally don't give a fuck that Ken is loose. And Ken literally tells them exactly what's going on, and they're like, oh my god, this is like the Skipper incident. And they said, but I'm Ken. Aren't you worried about me? I said, nobody cares about Ken.
Yeah.
It's like, no, nobody cares about Ken, but we've got to get Barbie back. And, of course, it's Ken that first meets... The lady that was playing with Barbie the whole time. Of course, she's not a girl at all. She's a 45-year-old married woman, and you should see how they fucking treat that shit. So basically,
she's actually being played by a 45-year-old woman,
and the way we find now. Listen, let me explain this situation because basically what's happened is. They want to try to get Barbie back and put her in the box. So, the girl basically said, there's a woman dressed like Barbie. And, of course, the receptionist, she goes in there to listen to what Ken is... Because what Ken has told her is Barbie's loose. And she's never, ever seen the guys at the top. There's a button on the elevator. It says to the very top. She pushes it, and she sees the people up top, and they're all having this meeting, like eight guys in a round table. And she explains the situation. It's like, you can't come up here. It's like, can I at least whisper in somebody's ear? So they whisper. Oh, that's the funniest shit. They whisper in one man's ear, and then one man, he whispers to one man, the other man whispers to the other man, the other man whispers to the other man, whispers to the other man. And finally, Will Ferrell, oh my God, we can't have another Skipper incident. And they talk about what happened with Skipper, right?
It's like keep going over the Skipper incident.
Yeah. They talk about that. So, basically, now that she knows what happens, she picks her daughter up from school, and so there's a woman dressed like Barbie. And she's like, really? It's like, I remember hearing about that from Will Ferrell and his guys. So what they do is they find her, and they say, quick, get in the car, they're looking for you. And she's like, who are you? Why are you helping me? She's like, well, you inspired me when I was young. And then, of course, the little girl's like, no, you're a fascist icon or whatever. Like, you're the one that's put feminism and women back several decades.
So you're the kid that's running America.
Yeah. So, basically, the mother, of course, you know, she's Mexican-American or Hispanic-American.
Yeah.
She says, well, I started playing with my old Barbies again. And she says, oh, my God, you're the girl. You're the one that's been playing with me. So...
Where'd she touch you?
I know, that sounds crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, they're running. And I think they go somewhere and Mattel catches up with them. And you know what's funny as shit? Is when Will Ferrell, you know, goes after to try to catch her, all eight men follow behind him. Like, there's this whole fitness suit. Every man that's there at the table follows him. So they're all just... instead of him going, he sends the entire Mattel CEO team after him. It's eight men, literally. Stop here! He's like, he has control of all these men. Oh, it's hilarious how they do it. You really have to watch... I mean, again, I know this is a highly feminist movie, but the problem is they actually made it fucking funny.
I'm gonna give it a shot.
There's some literal funny bits in there that you're like, oh my God, that's hilarious.
I mean, but that is what they're doing.
Yeah. I did laugh sometimes. Yeah. I was surprised.
I mean, that is what they're doing to get people to watch it.
Yeah.
Make it
actually palatable.
Like, not woke.
Yeah, make it palatable.
Watch it, it's full of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, basically, the situation... All right, continued. They actually managed to capture Barbie, of course. And they're like, okay, Barbie, you need to go back in the box. And it's like... And no, they literally, seriously put her in the box. She's like, okay, but if I go in the box, I have one stipulation. She says, what? I want to make sure my makeup is good before I go in. Yeah, so let me use the bathroom. They said, make it quick. So basically, she starts running, and then Will Ferrell and the eight men, they all follow behind her. It's like a big, almost, what was that comedy sketch where there was a man running? Benny Hill. It's almost something like that, where she's running this way, and they're running that way.
They need
and
more Benny Hill.
Yeah, so it's really funny how they did it. But basically, they managed to get away. And they said, okay, we've got to go to Barbie Land. And we got to go back to Barbie Land and fix this mess. Because only bringing the girl, the woman, the girl that played with her can fix the mess. That's what the old weird Barbie said. You have to bring her here so we can fix this mess. So that's what they're doing. And they're... It's funny how they go to Barbie Land because it involves, like, first they're on the snowmobile, and then they're on a boat, and then they're on roller skates, yeah. And of course Mattel asks, have you seen Barbie or whatever? And they said, yeah, they took off on roller skates. He's like, that's how it starts. It always starts with the roller skates. So, because they start on roller skates, and then they move eventually to get to Barbie Land. So when Ken comes back to Barbie Land, he's like, okay, so there's this new thing, guys, called patriarchy. And it's all about brewskis and horses, and he's got this big fur thing that he's wearing, like this big kind of 80s fur looking thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're not putting up with any of this crap anymore. So he said, we're going to vote to change the whole law, to change the Constitution. It's going to be all men, just like in the real world. We're going to have all men in the positions. And all the Barbies are going to basically do what we ask them to. And your dream palace would now be called, what is it, Mo Casa Dojo Ken or something? He changed the fucking, yeah. And instead of the Barbie door, it changed to a saloon door because he was all about horses and dressing up and this Western stuff and talking about how cool.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. And you know what was crazy?
What?
They were all promoting this song by Matchbox 20 called Push. That was a big song. And they had a whole scene where all the Kens were basically, because they brought the Barbies back, right?
Yeah.
And they were all trying to appeal to the Barbies by singing this song. And they're like, who made that song? It's really good. Me. And it's like, yeah, it's... Yeah, but the whole thing they were trying to say with that song, I know what the feminist director was trying to say, because I want to push you around, oh I will, I want to take you for granted, yeah, that's what they were saying.
I used to play that at bars and stuff, and women loved it.
Yeah, I bet they did.
But, and then I like, yeah, let me get my wife beater on, I'll meet you in the car.
Yeah, I bet they did. But anyway, he's just taken over everything. And the Barbies are like, how can you ruin in 24 hours what took us years of imagination to build? And I'm thinking of TFM's Take Women's Rights Away thing. And I'm like, it's like, we could do it. It'll only take us 24 hours. And then, of course, Ken's like, we're going to do it today. And they're like... like, why? How could you take all our rights away in one day? And I'm like, holy shit.
You know, men were the ones that fought for that, like, suffragist.
Right.
They didn't want, a lot of women didn't not want to vote. Be able to vote because that meant, you know, they'd have to have, you know, go for service, you know,
yeah,
the draft.
Yeah.
And,
all that.
All,
all that.
But then men said, no, we're gonna pass it.
So basically, what happened at the end of it, because things are getting so crazy in Barbie land, of course it takes Weird Barbie to put feminist ideas in their head. So they basically try to beat the patriarchy with feminism.
Yeah.
So they basically So what they do is they have... it's actually Kristen Wiig, believe it or not. Her character that is literally creeping behind these Barbies. That's picking them, pulling them up, and putting feminist ideas in their head so that they'll come back and put feminist ideas... they'll retaliate the men with the feminism. And it's basically not feminism so much as it's man... it's like misandry. Yeah. They'll find something bad to say about men that kicks them down a notch. So that's pretty much how they win, because apparently the Kens are so stupid that they talk the Kens into fighting each other and having a dance-off battle. However, this is where the badass song I'm Just Ken comes from. That is probably one of the best songs of Ryan Gosling's career. That song is awesome. I actually have it.
He was in La La Land.
And I like... and again, I like what happens at the end. Because it's kind of, I won't say MGTOW, but it's kind of, you know how they say that it's like finding your meaning and purpose without a woman? Oh, that's legit what they were teaching the Kens in this movie. That's absolutely what they were teaching. Because remember, the Kens only felt that they were only there for validation from the women. And there's several men out there that can say that and are doing that. The PUA guys, the incels. A lot of guys, oh, we got to do this because a woman will validate me. And that's the thing. These Kens, they finally realize I'm Knuff, when they were talking about Knuff. And that's why, that's what the big deal about the whole hoodie that he wears at the end that says I'm Knuff. Because basically they were trying to say, hey, you're enough as you are. You don't need a Barbie to validate you. And I'm like, okay, feminist woman, why are you trying to spread this message? Because you're basically talking about what MGTOW and all these other places have said. Because
their point of stance, too, is not having what they call breeders.
Right.
Women don't need
So maybe women are feminine.
Don't need women.
Maybe feminists are trying to...
Honestly,
are for the
really
whole...
hurts women a lot. It's telling you...
Telling you not to have...
gifts that you... You know, I'll tell you what, strippers aren't feminists.
Yeah.
They use the gifts God gave them to make their money.
Now, there's some more to the film. It's not that much more, but of course they get into the fight and everything else. And basically they realize, okay, this patriarchy thing was a bad idea. And Barbie, okay, I do like this part. There's basically a part where Barbie approaches Ken's Casa de Dojo place or whatever. Yeah. Casa de Mojo, whatever. It's people have been making memes of it. But anyway, she approaches him and says, you know, Ken, can I be your girlfriend? And instead of him, like, and being enthusiastically, he actually does it like a real man. He's like, well, I'll think about it. And then he's like, yeah, he actually, like, he developed some fucking backbone.
And, honestly,
and she's like well, I mean... If you need time to think about it, and then, of course, you know, he finally gives in. However, what's very interesting about this is after they get all the roles back and the Barbies take over, and they make a deal with the Kens that while, okay, we're gonna try to see you as people, but we're not giving you a seat on the Supreme Court because it's the same as the real world where there are no women on the Supreme Court. That's literally what they said. They said, we might give you a district court judge or some district, I mean, something like that. But we're not going to give you a Supreme Court representative. So that's pretty much what they did there. And the Kens kind of just went along with it. So the Kens kind of went back to normal. At least that's what Critical Drinker said. However, I'm not really sure about, you know, Gosling's character, Ken, who said, I'm Knuff, and a lot of guys are actually taking this as a male stance. And, of course, there is a part of the song where they're saying, you know, put your manly hand in mine. And basically saying, like, it's a song of brotherhood. Like, they're literally saying, you know, we're enough. As men, we're enough. We don't need validation from women to exist. We can exist as men.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really fucking great. I was like, holy shit. So this like, I don't know what her secret super plan is with this, but lady, you just did, like, you literally just demonstrated brotherhood among men, where all the men are literally, you know, not holding hands, but they, you know, they take their hand and they all hold it up in the air, you know, and they're like, you know, this is a brotherhood. We're all men. We're enough as we are. And I thought that was fucking great.
That's interesting.
However, yeah, at the very end of it, of course, there is a ghost. We don't know that she's a ghost at first, but there's a ghost of the creator of Barbie in the deep basement. The deep basement of Mattel. And she doesn't even explain who she is until the very end, where she walks into Barbie Land. And she says, I'm Ruth so-and-so. I'm your creator. And she says, And she says, yeah, but you're just an old, you're like an old short woman. And she says, what, did you expect the creator of Barbie to actually look like Barbie?
And people aspired to look.
Yes. It's like, you're what? And basically, she says, well, I don't really know what I'm for. I don't know what I was built for. And she says, she doesn't, like, it's a literal fucking Shinji, I don't know what my purpose is. They've even done memes for Evangelion with putting Barbie in the role of Shinji. And, yeah, it's the truth.
Barbie?
No. I'm saying that Barbie doesn't know what her purpose is. Why was I created? Why, you know? So they were saying, get in the robot, Barbie, and stuff like that. Like, people were memeing. People were memeing. Get in the robot, Barbie.
Oh, they were memeing.
Yeah, they were memeing. That was one of the memes. Yeah, they were memeing. So, but basically, it's literally that. She didn't know what her fucking purpose was. So,
just like a woman.
So, basically, she says, I don't know what I want. And, she doesn't say she didn't know what she wanted. She said, Ruth says to her, so, what do you want? And she says, well, to be honest, I've been in the real world and I want to be human. And she's like, well, are you sure? There's a lot of things that happen when you're human. You know, it's not, we have short lifespans and all this sort of thing. And she's like, well, I don't really want to be Barbie anymore. And by the way, at this point, she's not looking like Barbie. From a lot of the promo pictures that you see her looking very glammed up and glossy. This is her looking like a, more like, she looks more like, the actress. She looks more like Margot Robbie. And she just has a little bit of makeup. Now, Helen Mirren says that Barbie is supposed to look ugly in the scene. And Helen Mirren jokes and says, if the filmmakers thought about this, they would have casted somebody else other than Margot Robbie.
You know, Helen Mirren's looked good even in her older days.
But Helen Mirren was the narrator of the film, by the way.
Really?
Yes. She narrated the whole film.
That's someone that made her career off of being sexy.
Yeah.
Basically.
So, anyway, they show all kinds of scenes of people. A lot of black folks. A lot of black folks in these scenes, by the way. A lot of black women. Oh, yeah. A lot of them. I don't know where all these scenes came from.
I like how you put that.
But it looks like... No. It looks like...
Oh, yeah.
It looks like clips from, organizations. Like, feminist organizations. Mm-hmm. It looks like stuff like that where they just found people that worked there. And they were showing that's what it means to be human. So, basically, what happens at the very end of it is she's a human being. She's riding in the family that took her in, more or less. And we finally see the husband. Now, this is the interesting thing about the husband. The 40-year-old woman's husband, which is always complaining about how bad men are. By the way, it's her and Kristen Wiig that fixed Barbie Land. Because they talk about how bad things are in the real world and how they can fix Barbie Land. But anyway, her husband, he is this white guy. Yeah, he's a white guy. And he's, like, the first time we see him, he's literally sitting with a phone app trying to learn Spanish. And just saying it over and over again. And
well, at least he's trying.
So he's saying these words in Spanish. And he says one word to Barbie. And the wife chides him and say, that's cultural appropriation, honey.
Go fuck yourself, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then all of a sudden, of course, there's the grand moment where Barbie walks into the building. And he's like, okay, I'm going to see my gynecologist. And that was it. That's literally how the Barbie movie ended.
Oh, wow.
Yep, that's how the Barbie movie ended.
I'm the person that pays for the batteries that operate your vibrators. So
what's interesting about this whole thing? Okay, according to Barbie lore, the dolls don't, like, anything happens in Barbie Land is a result of them being played with. So, there is a very interesting situation when the Kens come in. So, what I'm saying, and I even purported this, which somebody thought was funny, but... Okay, if there's a moment where the Barbies are being played with and they're losing their thing, and the Kens are doing patriarchy, who's playing with the Kens that causes them to do the patriarchy thing? I keep thinking that little brothers get in and they think they're playing with the Kens as action figures.
Uh-huh.
Because that's the only way you can make sense of this in the Barbie world.
So they've already...
Like, they haven't established that
talked
yet.
Talked themselves into a
predicament. Now, remember, they make Ken out to be extremely stupid because near the end of the movie... He said, I don't want the patriarchy because it wasn't about horses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god. Remember, he says, I'm good at stuff.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's literally how they make his character out to be. I work at Beach, I'm good at stuff. Like, that's literally, like, I'm not even paraphrasing that. That's legit how Ryan Gosling talks in the movie.
That's how the woman song.
Yeah, because even during, while they're going to the, I can't remember if it's, no, it's as they're going back to Barbie Land. I said, what about Ken? Oh, nobody cares about Ken. Like, she even literally says, nobody cares about Ken. Ken doesn't matter. Right. And it isn't until Ken matters and becomes the villain of the film
that she
actually starts to change her mind. Right. Well, you know what's funny? She wants him, but then she decides she doesn't want to be a Barbie anymore anyway. She wants to be a human. So it's like, okay, you just asked Barbie to be your girlfriend. Or rather, Barbie just asked you to be your boyfriend, but she doesn't want to be Barbie anymore. So that was a waste of fucking time. Yeah, there's a lot of plot holes and weird shit that doesn't get explained right.
When I pick up on it. I'm not misogynistic neither. I think a woman has their roles like a man has their roles. But we need to have a movie about misogyny, about all the shit that women do to men. Like
My misogyny, that's misandry.
Misogyny?
Misandry.
Misandry?
Yeah, misandry.
Misandry is misogyny, but the male version.
Right.
The male version.
Misogyny,
yeah.
Misogyny
is
hatred of women. Misandry
is
hatred of men.
Meaning to say, okay. Do a matriarchy movie. Yeah, like they'll if they decide to get divorced, the guy always suffers. They do well, you know.
So, I mean...
Wouldn't that be more realistic anyway?
This took a whole hour to do. Wow. I was not expecting that. It took me an hour to explain the fucking Barbie movie. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, you could have just said it's...
Well, I mean, it's misandrous, but at some points it's patriarchal. I mean, if you follow it as Ken's story, and, I mean, them finding brotherhood and existing without women. Like, I mean, we don't need women to define us, which was always the MGTOW thing. Like, we don't need women to define us. Women aren't, you know, the reason we exist and all that. Because remember, at first, when the Kens were a thing, you know, it was always about appealing to the Barbies and doing whatever the Barbies wanted to do.
Yeah.
So now they don't, again, they're like, I'm enough by myself. Yeah. I don't need to derive my... I don't need women to define me. And I'm really like, why would this feminist preach this stuff? Because this is the same stuff that, like, MGTOW guys have said for a long time. Even, like, TFM has said this crap. Sandman has said this kind of stuff. There's so many people. Hammerhand has said this stuff, saying that we don't need women to fucking define us. We don't need... No. You don't need to live for a woman. It's... And there's so many guys out there that's saying, oh, you want to get laid? You want to get women? Blah, 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 blah. You know, and this is the difference.
When you think about it, women that do, or men that actually do well with women, don't use them to find themselves. They have their own things, and a lot of women I've dated almost leech onto your thing because they can't figure out what they want in the first place.
Right.
So I'm gonna go hang out with my friends. We're going. Hiking? Oh, can I go hiking? I was like, have you ever hiked?
Right, no.
No, but I'd love to try. I said, well, we could try it, me and you. And then I have, you know, because I have my time with my friends. Like, that's what keeps us from killing each other in the But,
Yeah, I get you. I mean, but yeah, that's pretty much basically Barbie.
Yeah.
And again, I'm just going to consider this the Grim Rant Show Barbie Review. I said articles at the beginning, but then, like, holy shit, that's a long... You know what? The movie was too fucking long. It literally was too fucking long. It should have been trimmed by at least 20 to 30 minutes. The movie should have been an hour and 30 minutes. I don't know why they wanted to run. There was, I mean, some people were saying the Ken dance-off scene. No, fuck you. That scene was amazing. Really? And I'm not even into... Yeah, I'm not even... Like, they... See, the thing about I'm Just Ken and why it's so popular is because it takes a cue from Queen.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about just classic Queen. I'm talking about the 80s era Queen with the synthesizers, too.
Yeah.
It is such an amazing rock. It's a rock song.
I think.
And it's really good.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, it's great. I sent you the video. You need to listen to it.
Yeah, I watched
it. Oh, you did listen to it. I thought it was great.
Okay.
I thought, and again,
I mean, probably when I see it in context.
Yeah, yeah, long, you'll see it in context when they're dancing and everything. It's great. Again, the movie has great. I mean, I have to judge the movie on what it does right. Yeah. Choreography is good. The costumes are amazing. again, the what it says for men. There's a lot of guys saying, I'm Knuff. And they're not fucking woke guys. They're base guys that are like, Ken's our man. Ryan Gosling's done it again. He was our man in Blade Runner. He was our man in Lars of the Real Girl. He was our man in, you know, all these other shows where he was basically playing the maybe not disenfranchised man or the man that, the other guy.
Yeah.
The other guy.
What and, I think, too, is Margot Robbie's forgetting what made her famous in the first Wolf of Wall Street. Lots of nudity. She acted.
You know, I haven't seen it, but everybody told me she's better in that than she is.
She is really a good actor in that. And then they start putting her in these. I mean, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
I liked her in it.
Tank
Birds
Girl.
Of Prey,
I didn't see it.
Started to be more, oh, women can do the.
But I
they
know.
Were overplaying mm-hmm. it so much that you're like, I know she can't do that in real life.
And
I mean,
Tank Girl.
It's not believable.
She's got the rights to Tank Girl. See, what you
oh,
don't
so
know about.
She's going to play Tank Girl?
Well, she's got. She is. She's going to more than play it.
Yeah.
She's got. Okay, what you don't know about. And you may have noticed it from the opening credits of Barbie. There's a company called Lucky Chap. Lucky Chap is Margot Robbie's production company.
Yeah.
And basically,
oh.
Yes. So her production company worked on Barbie, and her company got the rights to Tank Girl in 2019. This was during Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
And she has had the rights to Tank Girl. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
And she has not done anything with it, but she's going to do a Tank Girl reboot with her in the main role, and I think that
I
would
think
be awesome.
It could be done better than.
Oh
was.
My God, yes! There's awful things about the original Tank
yeah.
Girl.
I mean, it's it was a watch.
Wasn't there a Tank Girl movie back in the 90s?
That's
about
what we're talking
doing?
About.
Yeah.
Oh.
It just wasn't. I mean, it really didn't have much of a plot to it. You never knew where it was.
Yeah, it was
bad. I saw it not a couple years ago, and I just like, man, I know I wanted to see it when it was out, and now I'm kind of glad I didn't.
For that movie, I've only seen the Nostalgia Critic review.
Oh,
is it
man,
there
I've
a
watched
bit where the villain drains the water out of someone and drinks it?
Oh, you're.
Oh,
I was thinking Tuxedo with Jackie Chan where they had the mosquitoes that dehydrate you.
Oh, you know, I hadn't seen that.
It's good.
No, it was. I'm pretty. I thought it was.
I mean, it may be. It had been a couple of years, but I just remember, like, wow, that's not what I hoped it was. But, I mean, that's been with a few movies. I can't say it. I think. Originally, when I went to see Freddy Got Fingered in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, Tom Green was big. Everybody watched. And I was like, oh, this is going to be so good. And then by the end of it, it was the first movie. And I was like, I can't.
Yeah, I heard that movie was awful.
Money for this.
Oh, I laughed, though.
But now I watch it. I'm like, oh, I'm not wasting any money by watching this. This is funny.
Right.
But it's funny. But if you're wanting to go for a movie with a plot, not the best.
Oh, no.
That.
No.
But, you know,
I mean,
honestly,
that's kind of like Weird Al's UHF.
Well, because he had already done...
yeah.
I don't remember if he had already done Road Trip and a couple of others that he actually had a role in it, which, not a great... He kind of did, like, his sketches did silly stuff, but it fit into the story, like, what is he doing? Did he feed the snake? Did, you know, and he just...
Right.
He's one of those stay in college as long as you can until they kick you out kind
right,
of guys.
Right. But. Well, all right. I think this is going to be good for now. I know we had articles planned. I actually had them. I actually spent like I spent like 10 minutes getting articles, and we do have some really good ones. However, we're going to probably throw those on the back burner. Man. But we're going to do a open mic tomorrow about... There's this thing that they've developed that basically connects to your dick, and it creates an orgasm through your mind. Hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting.
By stroking your dick.
No, right? No. It's made by the guy that created the auto blow, and it's made by a bunch of engineers that are not willing to discuss their... They're not willing to talk about themselves, but basically...
They don't want to be typecast.
Yes, this is their... This is similar to TFM's monkey button thing, where the monkey just pushed the button, and it would get an orgasm, and it pushed the button until it died.
Yeah.
And he said, and TFM actually talked to me on this, he said, if it is the actual scenario where the person just gets an orgasm by pushing a button, they will. There will be people out there that will overdose. Push the button until they die. I mean, it'll happen.
Well,
so it's interesting to talk about.
Heroin's a bad thing, so
yeah, it's too much. Yeah, it's something to talk about, especially since I learned what gooning was, and gooning is very, very. I do not recommend gooning. By the way, if you've heard anything about gooning, somebody told me about it, and I'm like,
basic, quick.
I can't. Not in a basic. It's something that I have to explain deep. Yeah. Whole thing. All right, so anyway, guys, we're going to be out of here for tonight. Hope you enjoyed the Barbie review. I hope I saved you some money. But again, there's certain scenes I liked from it that I really thought were good, but it's just completely plagued with feminist crap. I mean, it's there. And so many 8- and 9-year-olds went to see it. So
yeah.
It's...
I hope they know the movies.
They
are
no doubt they bug their parents to take them.
Well,
a lot of parents decided they wanted to take them to it, so I don't know. I mean, they probably did. I mean, it was what's the movie marketed to kids? That's an interesting thing.
Oh, it's like, Barbie.
No. Was it? I mean, it's a PG.
It's PG 13.
PG-13.
So I don't know if it was on Nickelodeon or Disney or.
When Bad Santa came out, you would think everyone knew this is not a kid's movie. But in the previews, of course, he's Santa. We went like the opening weekend, me and one of my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about the theater was packed.
I'll bet.
Parents, their kids, all this. Well, you think about the first... 5 minutes of Bad Santa. He says fuck like at least 6 or 7 times, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And probably within 10 minutes, me and my buddy were the only ones left in the theater because we were the only ones without kids. We didn't bring them.
You know, I think I might have heard a curse. Like, I think I might have heard an F-bomb.
Oh, no, he says it a lot.
No, in Barbie, but I'm not sure.
Well... The standard of what gets PG-13 is different than it was 10, 15. Because
I think there was one F-bomb. Well, and I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
And usually PG-13 gets one F-bomb in that thing.
Okay.
Yeah. What was that? There was one that came out recently where, Guardians of the Galaxy. It got a fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it did. And we both looked at each other like what? Did we just hear? Yeah, he basically said, open the fucking door.
Yeah.
Something's
got to give. Got Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
She's fully nude in it. I mean, it shows it for a second, but it's a full nude scene in a PG-13 movie.
All right. Well, that's going to be all for now. We will
Kate Winslet and Titanic, anyone?
Oh, yeah. That one, what, is PG-13 or R? I
can't even remember.
I can't speak to 13.
Damn, yeah. Dude, I am. It is fucking hot.
I don't think anything wrong with a little nudity.
It is fucking hot. All right, I am. I'm gonna be out of here, guys. I will see you next time on Grim Rants, the Grim Rants show.
All right, later.
All right, enjoy the decline.